Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 259. If no amount of money could get you away from what you're doing, then you've found an infinite resource of wealth. If no amount of money could get you away from what you're doing, then you found an infinite resource of wealth. Also probably called your calling, your purpose, you're tapped in, you're obsessed with your craft. I was reading on Twitter a quote from a gentleman named Ben Bader. I do not know who he is, but the quote said, "No amount of money can buy the feeling of being obsessed with a craft. The rush you get when running back to your computer to implement an idea." This is so true, by the way. "The sound of the ball bouncing on the hardwood in an empty gym. It's a constant energy that comes with alignment to your purpose." It's so true. Now, before I get into why no amount of money can get me away from that, you have to be really, when you're in your craft and you understand why you're doing it and you accept your gifts and you have a relationship with them, I couldn't turn it off, even if I wanted to. I'm always writing in my head. I'm always thinking of these different ideas and intersecting them and building them. And I'm always taking notes. I even have to like tell people when I'm in front of them, if I like all of a sudden pull out my phone, I'm not ignoring them. I'm so involved in the conversation that I'm taking notes on something that's coming through while interacting with somebody. I even have to tell people because I don't want them to think I'm being rude. It's just in you. And he says that no amount of money can buy the feeling of being obsessed with a craft. And it's true because it's something deeply rooted within you. It's infinite. It's not finite. You can't pull somebody away from it. It's who they're born to be. And that is an infinite resource of wealth. It's direction, it's abundance, it's freedom, it's time. And these are four areas that I want to talk about. You know, that is your direction. It's like, you know, you can't be pulled away from it. It's your North Star. It's constantly like you can develop all kinds of things in and around your craft, the things that you feel most in tune with and aligned with, the things that you just can't stop thinking about. You could sell company after company and you'll still keep creating more within that, you know, discipline or set of disciplines. So, and it's freeing to know. And the reason why I want you to think about this idea of if no amount of money could get you away from what you're doing, well, doesn't that give you direction? And what I mean by that is that if you were in a place where you're like, it's different. There's obviously the leveling up. Let's say you love what you do and there's a leveling up and another job offer comes. That's different. That's completely different. But let's say like you don't necessarily like what you do, but a better offer would definitely pull you away from it. You're like, oh, well, you know, I can go over here. I can make more money doing something completely different. So I can abandon this and now do this role over here or do this thing over here or whatever it might be. You know what I mean? It's different when you are really tapped into why you're doing what you're doing. It won't matter what kind of offer somebody gives you. If it's not aligned with the vision of what you're trying to do, no amount of money will pull you away. It doesn't match the feeling. In fact, if anything, you'd be bored out of your mind. Afterwards, you're like, well, I don't do that thing anymore. Don't you love it? I do. Why don't you do it? I don't know. I was pulled away from it. It wouldn't work. You can't just turn it off. It's inside of you. And that's why I think it's in an eternal direction. It's constantly working for you. The other part of looking at it is that there's this, when I say then you found an infinite resource of wealth, it's true abundance. You are not as concerned with the money, which usually detaches you, which usually creates more money. There are infinite ways to earn from your gifts and talents. There are always new ways to bring your creativity forward and be paid for it. There is constant ways to solve problems with your craft and your details and the way you do things. It's infinite. So you're always going to be a producer in some capacity if you're in alignment with, you know, your the things that you want to be doing. And that's why you have to trust those internal and intuitive nudges. You have to trust the calling. You have to trust the purpose. You will not waver. It is like this beautiful relationship with yourself, which, by the way, others will appreciate because that will come out in the way you deal with everybody else too. But you will not waver. You will know. You will know. When you are that, you know, when you're having a relationship with your gifts and talents, you'll even, I've even been in situations where, you know, there's breakups in business and there's, you know, just separations of all the people that decide to go in different ways, you know, professionally and whatnot. And there have been moments where, like, I let a lot of the assets and the things that were built up collectively just go. It's like, okay, I'll build them again. This time I'll do it with myself and with God. Like, it's okay. I'll do it again. I can do it again. Because you're already understanding of what you're capable of. That's within you. It's abundant. It doesn't go away. It only grows. And the more attention and energy you give it, the more it expands. And the more abilities you have to earn from those gifts or to diversify how you do things. It's infinite. It will forever provide for you. And I have a lot of, I feel bad. I feel bad when I see people who don't believe it's possible that their particular gifts have a purpose in this world. And this is not about, by the way, like, oh, you will have the next billion-dollar company and you will have this next, you know, whatever exited brand or, you know, where a brand where everybody got acquired. It's not about that. Because abundance is different for everybody, but like everything is limitless if you allow the energy to develop your craft and your work. But the hard part is that when I see people say like, oh, well, you know, so I could hear somebody just say like, oh, well, I just sew. I'm like, yes. And they're like, well, that's not, you know, is that really that big of a deal? And I'm like, it depends on how much you love sewing. And they're like, well, you know, I love it. It's all I want to do. And it's like, cool. You realize like cut and sew and fashion is, you know, like a major thing. Maybe you actually come up with the type of threading style. Maybe you come up with a new style of dealing with fabrics that are like healthy for you. Maybe like it's wherever you want to do. And I understand that, and we've talked about this several times, society sometimes has this awkward way of taking gifts and making them seem like, oh, like that's not as important as these specific titles. That's why you hear me kind of shy away from the titles so much. And this is going to go into my third point of the freedom. When you're detached from money, fame, approval, title, or status, your best work will emerge. Straight up, your best work will emerge when you're detached from all those things. Because what happens is there, you end up with these external constraints. Well, do it like this and we're going to pay you this amount of money. Like, well, what if it's so much more than that? Well, this is how it has to be done. Yeah, but you're not allowing the organic nature of the energy to flow through you out into like what all that it actually could be. That's why you have to be very careful about what money you accept. Now, there will come times where people love you for exactly how you do things in your own unique abilities. I've seen this in business. I've seen this with myself where people are like, I want you to do what you do, how you do it your way, while like doing that for this part of my vision, if you will, right? I've seen so many talented people who are like, well, how do you want it? I'm like, no. Like, I came to you. Like, I love your work. How would you use your work, you know, around my subject matter? You know, allowing them the freedom to do what they do really, really, really well. And you don't want to ever hinder that. You don't want to be hindered from that. The constraints of somebody saying, this is how it has to be done. You're like, yeah, but if I'm the one that you're coming to for this specific type of design or style, you know, there has to be this beautiful relationship between the two of you. They have to get out of your way in how you deliver the work for the very thing that they're wanting to see come to life that they couldn't do without you. Now you're both experiencing abundance, right? So yeah, when I say freedom, when you're detached from the money, the other thing is the fame. It's a big one. Fame doesn't have to just be like in terms of popularity. I mean, like you're like a famous person on like the TV or social media or whatever it might be, right? Or from movies or music. It's this just this idea of complete attention, a massive amount of attention. Or just even if you're building and you're growing online, I've seen this with several creators at times, the pressure it comes with, like, larger and larger audiences. And I'm like, no, like, you're magnetizing the audience because you're doing things your way in a very different creative manner that allows them to experience the work that, you know, is coming through you, that God is providing. And so if you cater too much to the audience, you almost dilute the very essence that is trying to come through you, right? So when you detach from that, your best work will emerge, period. You have to let go of people pleasing. You have to let go of audience pleasing. Now, I have a relationship with all of you, and I'd like to think it's very organic in that where I'm talking about things that I feel like can relate to you based off of what I feel comfortable talking about, that I like to talk about, right? And I generally like to have, you know, the interaction. You guys let me know, oh, wow, like, this topic was great. Oh, you know, I would love to get your take on this. It's very interactive. It's very community-like, right? You know, it's just a conversation that we're all having. And I'm so grateful for all of you, because you guys tune into all of my creations, all of the things that I want to birth, you know, like birthing this apparel line, you know. And it's early. It's so early. There's so much. Now, listen, there's so much I want to do with it. And there's so much I'm being patient with. And there's so much more that I'm also allowing to work through me in its development. You know, I don't want to rush it. And I don't have to, you know, a lot of times when people create new extensions of them, or like new brands or lines or whatever it might be, they sometimes can feel the pressure of what that has to, like, turn into. I'd rather just allow it to keep expanding on its own, you know. And thank you guys for being part of the process. You know, I love it. I love seeing you guys support and be a part of it. But more importantly, that it relates to you, that, you know, you, like, you guys are now sending photos and showing me, like, hey, like, you know, I got this, I got that from you, like, check it out, like, I love it. I'm actually archiving all of them, you know. So, and it's not just that, it's the evolution of all the other gifts that I like to birth as well too, all of us, right? So, but there's freedom because I chose to do it outside the system, outside the money or the fame or the approval, and quite frankly, or the titles or the status, and quite frankly, I don't want those things. They're of the external world. It's a very freeing feeling to create from a very organic place, you know, and I urge everyone to stay there. Now, the other thing I was going to mention is that, you may, like, to me, those are external constraints, but there's also such thing as healthy constraints, right? Those are more internal. External constraints are just like that. They're of the physical world, and they're kind of dictating how you would, you know, ideally, they're altering maybe how you would organically communicate your gifts to the world. Healthy constraints, internal constraints, or like, are more of like you constantly pushing your own boundaries. You constantly looking at new ways to bring to dive deeper into your mastery and bring new perspective to the market or to audiences or to the world, or new ways to bring a mission further than you've seen others do it, not out of comparison, just out of your path, right? And yeah, there's gonna be things that you didn't know how to do before. So those constraints are, you now become resourceful, you now become, you know, open and listening to others. You have humility. And when I say others, meaning like people who've, you know, kind of done some areas of that craft. You employ humility and humbleness, right? So, because these are things that you don't know how to do, so you're figuring them out. Those are good constraints. They keep you present. They keep you grounded. They keep you moving. They keep you out of stagnation. They keep you curious and directional and honest. This is freedom. You're making your own choices, not because of what is deemed, you know, the thing to do, but because what is within inside of you. And with freedom comes a lot of responsibilities. But the responsibilities you want, you don't want to designate those to others. I say that all the time, right? And the final thing that I want to say is that if no amount of money could get you away from what you're doing, then you found an infinite resource of wealth. And one of those areas, I want to talk about time, because time now works for you. There isn't an emergency for meeting someone else's deadline. Got that? Like, there isn't an emergency for meeting someone else's deadline. Because if no amount of money can pull you away and you're just in the craft, you realize that, like, this is forever while you are here. Time is now working for you instead of against you. And you want time for, you don't want to be on someone else's deadline. You'll have some of your own deadlines, for sure. That's how you're pushing projects across the finish line. But an infinite resource of wealth, abundance, you know, time is probably the most precious and how you'll use it. But not meeting somebody else's deadline will allow you to do your best work. It'll allow you to be part of the process and the systems and how you build things. Iteration will be constant, but not pressured. You will iterate faster and change and add details and master your craft faster without the pressure. Isn't that interesting? So although some might argue otherwise, and I do understand their point. They say, well, you do need applied pressure sometimes from other people. Yeah, I get that. Like if you're trying to do a specific project for a collective group of people or a client or whatever it might be, you obviously need a deadline. But that's not necessarily in this case, like what I'm talking about. I'm saying that, like, whatever it is that you build for you, you'll have the flexibility to iterate faster without someone saying, well, what about this? And why'd you do it that way? And why'd you do it this way? And like constantly micromanaging you. One of the hardest parts, I'll tell you, one of the hardest parts about sometimes when I consulted with big brands is they couldn't move fast enough. Because they needed a million people to make a decision in an area they didn't necessarily know. That's why they hired me as the consultant in the first place. And I understand, out of respect, I actually get that they had a way of doing things, but they couldn't make decisions fast enough in a world where the markets were shifting, digital was shifting everything. All of the power is now more in the people. They may not always act like it, but it is, you know, all of you, right? We have more of that power. The times have changed. They've shifted. So the ability to iterate and make changes and move fast enough without the constraints of somebody else, you know, pulling you away from that. That's infinite for you. Time works in your favor. So I want you to think about this. If you are doing something and somebody could pay you to stop, maybe think about what you would be willing to do that someone, if they tried to pay you, you wouldn't stop. That's what I want to leave you as a reflection, a self-reflection. I want you to journal on that. What would you do that no amount of money could pull you away from it? And then how would you start cultivating? What would be a next step within that direction right now? I appreciate you guys tuning in to every single episode. Please check out the apparel link in the show notes. Please check out the Clarity Workshop, the Goal Setting Workshop. Those are both free. Check out any additional podcast episode links. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for tuning into every single episode. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Thank you, as always. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.